I want to remind you, first of all, that Friday of this week is the Solemnity of the Assumption of Our Blessed Lady. It is a holy day of obligation. We are seriously obliged to make every effort to participate in Mass. The Masses will be on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. and on Friday at 7:30, 12 noon, and 7 p.m. A couple of weeks ago, Father Troja, Deacon Chuck, and I went out fishing. We got a boat on the lake, and after we were fishing for a bit, Father Troja said, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go and get a soda. So he gets out of the boat, walks across the top of the water to the little gift shop at the across the way, and comes back with sodas. A little while later, he says, I'm kind of feeling a little hungry, so I'm going to get a sandwich. So I get out of the boat, walk across the top of the water to the gift shop, bring back the sandwiches. And Deacon Chuck, who's watching this, wondering what's going on, so he says, I'm going to get some ice cream. So he gets out of the boat, right down to the bottom. And even it was deep enough that he was even on the bottom. And so as we're trying to pick him up, getting back in the boat, I said to Father Troja, don't you think we should tell him where the rocks are? We didn't actually do that. We wouldn't want our deacon to get too much wet. The point is that often the things that we don't see are very important to understand and know. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Wisdom says that the ancestors, the forefathers, knew about the Passover even before it happened, because they knew God's fidelity and that the people would be delivered. Even though they didn't know when or how, they knew it would happen because they were seeking to do God's will. In the second reading, the author of Hebrews says, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, evidence of things unseen. In other words, the people he refers to saw what hadn't happened yet and believed. They made a decision to believe, even if it was unreasonable, because they knew God, and because they knew their relationship with God, who loved them, they believed. And so many unreasonable things happened. Abraham and Sarah, way beyond the ordinary age, had a child. It was unreasonable. And then Abraham was asked to sacrifice his firstborn son, whom he loved, and was willing to do so because he believed God's word. He believed God's love. And as Jesus says elsewhere in the Gospels, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced to see it. He saw it by faith. And finally, we hear one of the longest Gospels we have. And the first thing is very important. Do not be afraid, Jesus says. And certainly, Pope St. John Paul, from the very beginning of his pontificate, repeated that often, be not afraid. We know that the end is coming, the day of judgment. Whether it is our own personal death or the end of the world, it's coming. We don't know when it's going to be. There have been many predictions of the end of the world and all kinds of disaster. Remember the worry over Y2K and the worry over 2012, with the end of the Mayan calendar. And certainly we've seen many interpreters of the Book of Revelation who have given us a timeline of when it's going to happen, and it hasn't yet. It's going to happen, but we don't know when. And we don't have to worry about when it's going to happen. We simply have to live a life of charity here and now, living a life, a relationship with Jesus here and now, so that when he comes, we're not going to be surprised. We have to be prepared. We have to be prepared by charity. Make yourselves money bags that don't wear out by our charity, by our mercy. We have to live daily as if today is the last day. And the way to do that, and it's not wrong, first of all, to plan for tomorrow, what we have to do with a willingness to give up even that which is good for the sake which is of that which is better and best. Charity can certainly mean giving money and financial resources to those who are in need. But it's far better to love and to act in acts of charity that is personal care for the people around us, certainly our family and our friends, but also for those who are not our friends. We have to be kind to them and merciful, even to those who hurt us. And we pray for them, that those who are around us may come to know the Lord, to believe in him, and through him to have life. We have to pray for those who have hurt us. For forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not a feeling. And we have to seek to be reconciled with those whom we have hurt. We have to be generous in sharing our faith in the Lord Jesus. We have to invite people to deepen their relationship or to come into a relationship or deepen their relationship with Jesus as we seek to deepen that relationship every day, coming to an ever deeper relationship with the Lord in love. We ask for the grace to make Christ present in our world. It's unreasonable, but it needs to happen. We pray for that we might bear witness to the Lord in joy and in hope, for that will lead us to nothing less than eternal life.